Then Alex heard footsteps and heavy breathing of the guards. The guards ran toward the barrels and stopped a few steps away. They were so close that Alex saw every crease and wrinkle of their pants and the dust on their shoes. He could smell the salt of their sweat. Alex held his breath. He was scared, and he could feel the beads of cold sweat forming on his forehead. He closed his eyes, then opened them again, and turned his head toward Katie. Katie crouched behind a large barrel, her ear pressed to its side, eyes wide with fear. The guard stood still for a while, then stepped back.
"The prisoners are right there,"
shouted one guard and pointed to the barrels.
"And right there,"
he pointed the other way.
"Let's go catch them," the other guard said. "We need to go that way."
He crisscrossed his arms and pointed in two opposite directions.
"Right, let's go,"
the first guard shouted and bumped into the second guard.
"That way."
"This way."
"That's what I said,"